John Bowden back on Coach's Rewind. We're with Osborne coach Steve Tiernan. A little different beast this week in El Saline. They got you on your home football field this week. I can't remember the score. It doesn't matter, but it was a great test after a great win for the kids, 52-46 over Hoxie. But you're stepping up in a stair-step competition. You played Hoxie, then El Saline, and now a huge test this week at Victoria. Coach, kind of talk about your game with El Saline and where you want to go after that loss.
You know, I wasn't upset at all after that loss. I mean, we came out, we played hard. I mean, it was 12-6 at one point, and we're right in the game. Then we just kind of went brain dead on a couple things that they did that we've not seen, which, like I said, we only had one film on them, but just some motion that confused us and left guys wide open. They scored two touchdowns real quick. And I, like I said, I won't even say we got our heads down. It was just playing them last year. I think we've talked about this. Of the first three games we played, which one was a state champion and the other one was a state runner-up, and then El Saline and Sandwich in between there. I still think they might have been the best team we played in the first three games last week or last year, and they had pretty much everybody back, so we knew they were going to be good. When we watched the film against Hanover, I thought, yeah, either Hanover's really, really good or El Saline dropped a little bit, but they didn't drop anything. El Saline or Hanover must just be really good and probably just has the Hanover mystique over a lot of teams. You know, you go into Hanover, you just assume you're going to lose. And that's kind of the way it looked like they played. But no, they are a very good football team.
Well, Coach, when you go for a little bit of an upset in the Hoxie game and you go to a loaded team like El Saline and you've got freshmen, sophomores, what are your goals in a game like that? When you know, obviously the Hoxie game was a bit of an upset, but your kids were mature enough and rallied around it and what you teached in the preseason. But when you get to an El Saline game and now the state, favorite to win state Victoria this week. When you're talking about freshman sophomores, we're talking about 14 to 16 year old kids against 16 to 18 year old men. What's your message to those kids going into a game like El Saline or Victoria that's highly ranked and they're a lot older and a lot more mature than your freshman sophomores?
Yeah, as much as anything, I just say, and I say this daily, I mean, control what you can control. We cannot control how good or big or fast or strong they are. We can control what we practice on and doing it right and just executing. And as I say, I don't know that we executed any worse last week than we did the week before. It was just definitely a better team. And we're just really outmatched. I mean, just across the board. I mean, they were big. We're not very big. And like I said, we did some good things. And this week, kind of same thing. And as you've said twice, I mean, preseason. This is the preseason. That's going to become very apparent this week when we go play Victoria. We're just going to go out there and play hard and, you know, see what happens. But probably the most important thing is just come out healthy. Because, I mean, the real season starts the next week, so we got to be ready to go.
Well, Coach, normally the defense is a little ahead of the offense, but in your case with Tate Tiernan and the Holloway boy, it's probably different. But defensively, what are you looking at a team when you go in and see a big, physical, strong Victoria team? Defensively, what do you want your kids to get out of a game like this?
Yeah, no, I mean, we say this a lot, too. Just line up right. Line up correctly. If their guy is big enough, he's going to blow you off the ball. So be it. We can't control that. But you can control where you line up and how hard you go and talking through the motion and make sure we get guys covered and that sort of thing. I mean, just the knowledge of the game. As I've said, and I'm not demeaning our guys when I say this, but it's kind of like, at times, like teaching kindergarten because they've just never been there. I mean, not one starter has had any varsity experience. So everything is brand new to them. And basically just try to get them lined up right and do what they're supposed to do. And if the other team's better, we can live with that. But don't beat ourselves.
Coach Steve Tiernan on Coach's Rewind. Best of luck against a very good, the favorite in D2, Victoria. And hope and pray everybody stays healthy for you and you learn something out of it, which I know with you being in the business, as long as you have, you will. You'll have your kids ready to play. And best of luck against Victoria this week.
Okay, thank you.